Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see.
That's Ben E. King, ladies and gentlemen. Bring us back 23 after the hour. One of the classics from the Wayback Machine. I'm Jim Blasingame. Also one of the classics from the Wayback Machine. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you go there and check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff that will help you with your small business, including John Stanton's work that he's deposited with us over the years. John is is one of the original members of our Brain Trust, the author of Precision Target Marketing, along with Mark Lang. That's his new book. He's got a bunch of others. John, how do we find you online? How do we find your books?
Best way is just go to Amazon.
All right, so
or Barnes and Noble or any of the online shops.
Stanton. If you're looking for his books, hey John, this precision target marketing. Explain that to us. What is that?
Well, one of the things that I've noticed over the years is that everyone wants to have the big market. I always remember when people were saying, "Oh my God, China! There's a billion people." And I'd always say, well, yeah, I don't care whether it's China with a billion people or Rhode Island with a couple hundred thousand people. People buy products one person at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And we've lost focus, really, on going after a specific target market and saying, who do you want to delight? What group of people do you want to really have them say, this product is perfect for me? As opposed to having lots of people say, this product is not bad. And so I thought, one of the things I'd like to do is to, and I thought about the old, I'm not much of a military fan, but I thought about the old carpet bombing that my uncle did in Second World War. And then I thought about how they put these laser bombs right into the
window. Oh, yeah, drop it down the stack. Drop it right down the chimney.
And I thought, that's really what our marketing has to be. We've been too much of this carpet bombing. Just, you know, we need to say exactly where do we want to go, what do we want to do, and what do we want to happen.
And the tools are there to a much greater degree today than they used to be, too.
Well, that's the beginning of the book really talks about the fact that there are many, many people in the 50s, the 60s, the 70s who knew they had to do this. They just couldn't have done it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, basically, you remember, unfortunately, so do I, when there were only four radio stations. Television stations.
Right.
You know, one of them.
I remember when there were only three.
Yeah. Well, I throw in, we always had public television.
Yeah, sometimes public.
So we had the three networks in public. And, you know, I mean, that was it. Everyone had to watch those shows.
Yeah.
You know, I have 300 television channels now.
Only 300? Only 300? You're slumming if you only have 300.
I still can't find shows I like to watch, but I have lots of choices. But, you know, I mean, think about this.
But John, if you're going to do this, what you're talking about, you have to do, the tools are there, the capability is there, the effectiveness of this is there, but businesses have to do something that they're not used to doing. They have to know who their customers are, and a lot of small business owners have no idea who their profile customer is.
Exactly correct, and I would argue that one of the things that precision target marketing makes small business people do, but everyone do, is work harder.
Yeah.
Work harder at really understanding what is it that they're selling, why are they selling it, why would someone buy it, who is the target market. That's in the book, I said the hardest part of this whole book is going to be for you to decide who is my target market.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and some people, oh, it's women, 18 to 65.
Yeah.
That's not a target.
No. Well, I mean, and the other thing is targeting a market is getting a little more complicated because you just described women 16 to 25. That's a demographic. People are behaving more these days based on their community relationships than they are based on their demographic. What do you think?
Oh, 100%. You know, the reason why, I mean, this is, talk about the tail wagging the dog. The reason why we went to pure demographics to define our market originally was because that's the way the media broke up their the way they analyzed
right.
it. So let's say we have a TV show that's dominated by young women,
right?
16 to 25, et cetera. So, okay, well, that'll be my target. That was the tail wagging the dog. We let the way they measured media decide who our target
right.
market was.
Right. Madison Avenue drove everything, didn't they?
Absolutely did.
Yeah.
Absolutely did. And the problem is that becomes inculcated in the, you know, in the business mentality, and we think that's how we define markets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's just now, keep in mind, it's a lot more difficult to do it other ways because demographics are the easiest to get
right.
your hands on.
That's right. And they're the most intuitive, and they're and they used to be the most predictable, but they're failing. Demographics are failing people as an indicator now, because today in these communities you could have a grandma and a teenager in the same community doing the same things.
That's right, that's right. And one of the things, you know, being a college professor, one of the things that I like to say to people that. College students, people who are living on college campuses, are totally different consumers than virtually anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
They have different time schedules. They eat differently. They do all sorts of things totally different than the rest of society. But they spend a lot of money.
Yeah, they have a lot of money.
Hey,
John, when I was in college, I didn't have any money. Did you have any money when you were in college?
Are you kidding? I washed pots at a fraternity house.
Hey, John.
Washed pots for my food.
Thanks for being here. John Stanton, ladies and gentlemen. Precision Target Marketing that he wrote with Mark Lang. And I encourage you to check out anything that John has done. John, we'll see you next time.
You call anytime, Jim.
Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.